During the Easter season, the first reading is not from the Old Testament, like during the rest of the year, but it's from the Acts of the Apostles. And this is the time of year when really we only hear about readings from the Acts of the Apostles. So I want to focus on that reading. And in particular, this line: "The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common." This particular words from the Acts of the Apostles helps to remind us of an important lesson: the importance of sharing. It's something that all of us can face in our lives, a fear of not having enough. And whenever we start to fall into a place of selfishness, it is that temptation that all of us can struggle with. It's very profound to meditate on this line of the Acts of the Apostles. Those words are ones that oftentimes I find myself meditating on more and more, especially as our world experiences even more division. And I think if we look at a lot of the ails of our society, there's a spirit of selfishness that is becoming more and more present. I think even 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we would find that there was more of a case of generosity, of focusing less on ourselves, focusing more on others. And here's why this is so important. If every human being focused on the needs of another, then there would always be enough, whether it be we're talking possessions, material type things, love, etc. But the problem is, as more and more human beings start to become self-centered, then the whole equation breaks down. Because what's the natural response? Why is it that oftentimes we struggle to be generous? Because we think to ourselves, so-and-so is not being generous. And if they're not being generous, then there's not going to be enough for me, which worsens the situation. The reason why the Christian community in the Acts of the Apostles had this peace and charity was because there was not this place of self-centeredness. There was the way that all of them were practicing that spirit of sacrifice, and so all of them had enough. So what naturally this begs the question for all of us: okay, great, Father Charlie, but we know that we live in a society where people are self-centered. How is it that we're able to practice that generosity, that self-sacrifice of the Acts of the Apostles, when clearly our society is not in that place? And I think that's where especially we need to give that to the Holy Spirit and to say, Holy Spirit, I know you want to provide for me. Help me, Holy Spirit, to resist that way that I can fall into that place. Because again, what we forget, the Holy Spirit knows our needs, and the Holy Spirit knows the selfishness and self-centeredness of other human beings that are around us as well. The Holy Spirit can help us to navigate that dynamic. But again, what so often happens is, rather than going to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, how are you inviting me to be generous? How are you inviting me to sacrifice for others? We can just shut it down by saying, oh, there's not enough, or that person's not going to be generous, and so I need to think about myself. So the equation here that I'm inviting for all of us is to ask the Holy Spirit. And again, hopefully you're hearing these words I'm offering. Ask the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what is the way that you're asking me to be generous? I do not give money to every person that I see at a traffic light, etc. But here's what I do. I say, Holy Spirit, what are you inviting me to at this particular moment and this particular situation? I try to always ask that question. And I find that the Holy Spirit guides me. The Holy Spirit will invite me, what is the way that I'm supposed to be generous in that way? Sometimes the Holy Spirit just says, smile at that person. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will say, give this particular amount, etc. The point is, the Holy Spirit will guide us into the act of generosity, because the Holy Spirit always brings us out of ourselves and helps us to focus on others, but in the way that God is asking us to in that moment. And so today, let us commit ourselves in a deeper way to consulting the Holy Spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, what is the way that you're asking me to be generous and to be self-sacrificial in every situation that we face?